When Marcella Dion was 5 years old, her father packed her a sandwich and some milk in her favorite backpack and led her deep into the woods for a surprise. There, he sat her on a giant log in her frilly lace dress and patent leather shoes because he had dressed her for the occasion. He explained that life was bitter and miserable and hard and that he couldn't do it anymore. "I'm sorry, my love," he said, and then, with Marcella as his witness, put his favorite electric revolver, a relic of the new civil wars, under his jaw and blew the top of his head off. Pieces of him splattered everywhere and fizzled with electricity on the bark of all the trees.
"It's okay," she replied. "It's okay."
Most 5-year-olds would have been destroyed that day, their souls going the way of their father's brains. But not Marcella. In fact, in this case, it did exactly the opposite. Her heart broke, but she understood that her father was fragile and that his life philosophies were tragically misguided and that he desperately needed relief. She knew this because, even though it might sound crazy or funny to people who have never met any, her extraterrestrial friends had told her so. They had been preparing her for this day and her future since she was a newborn being rocked in a rustic wooden cradle because her father loved wood.
"Wood is good," he liked to say. "Wood is good, good, good," and would laugh uproariously.
They would come, her aliens, when he was asleep or unattentive, with their giant, beautiful, bottomless eyes, and lean over the side and peer in, rocking and talking to her in images, which was no problem for an infant to understand.
"Wood is good,"
they would say in pictures.
"Wood is good, good, good,"
and she would laugh and laugh, waving her little baby fingers and little baby feet in delight. She shifted, suddenly very uncomfortable on the log, and watched as his soul lifted from his headless body and gaping neck and rose above the trees.
"What is good?"
she prayed, hoping they would collect her soon.
"What is good? What is good? What is good?"
There was too much blood, too many blobs of flesh, too much father everywhere. And, right on cue, as always, there they were, sitting beside her.